materials.
So this is...
You want me to talk?
With George Seabolt in Dedham, Massachusetts, and this is April 2, 1984. 85, wrong year. And we'll begin... I'd like you to talk a bit about your upbringing. You were born in New York, 1914, I believe. What was your aspiration? What was the atmosphere you were in? I think you said a bit about it to me a little earlier. Maybe just very briefly give an idea of what your...
Well, we were not a well-off family. There was money in the family, but not in my branch of it, although that turned out to be a good thing because it gave me opportunities that came as sort of avuncular support. But my only experience, I have never had any skills with art, perhaps a little bit with writing, but that's the only thing I could claim. My own really serious experience with the physical side of art, that is sculpture or painting or something, came in a summer about 10 years ago when we had a student from Noble and Greenow School come down and spend a couple of weeks with us. And out of this, we all tried to do something. Four children going away to private school, and today that means you're going to have an art experience, and fairly well organized one, so it was not new to them, and they took to it very well. I tried landscape painting, and I found it was the required more continuous concentration than anything I'd ever experienced in life. Always when you're talking or doing something, you're thinking on several levels. Well, here you thought on several levels, but it had to be what you were doing. It couldn't be extraneous to what you were sitting facing that canvas, because you were looking at perspective, you were looking at color, you were looking at form, and you were copying something, really, or representing something on canvas that you were seeing. And the demands to an untrained mind were very impressive and gave me a respect for anybody that tried to and successfully did produce art with their own hands, their own eyes, their own head, because I have done nothing in life that demanded more of me intellectually than those attempts to do landscape, which were pretty feeble. And my training and experience really didn't help me very much. I'd never had to concentrate for hour, 2 hours or so on, a period of time, so completely. And if I didn't, I saw the results of the failure to concentrate almost immediately. So
This was about 10 years ago?
About 10 years ago.
You were already well into your involvement with the visual arts.
Yeah, it's the first time I tried it because it seemed like a good idea. I realized that it was a skill that you really had to work to develop. And I'm finding this in writing now. It is a job. You've got to shut the door and you've got to face that piece of paper and you've got to put the rest of the world out of your mind. So I have the feeling that artists have qualities or develop qualities that the average human being going about a business life or household life or professional life simply doesn't encounter. Now, a doctor may, or a surgeon may, or something like that. But in my experience, I haven't seen any need for that kind of concentration and continual concentration. And so as a result, I look at artists with wonder. When you meet them and talk to them, a fellow like Calder, who I knew fairly well, Sandy was very casual about his art and made it seem as though it, but I noticed that he took himself to a private place, and if you were with him, he asked you to leave him while he was working, and I suspect what I experienced very superficially is what they experience all the time, and it's, by any definition, it's work, complete work. In the early life, my only experience with it was for some reason,